Hello, my name is Alaska, and I'm adult children, and I'd like to talk about why I believe that it's important to be able to specifically acknowledge that behaviors that develop from when one experiences extreme racism in the form of oppression or injustice, violence, that it's important to acknowledge it, because what ends up happening because of those types of experience and then the behaviors that develop from it. Basically what happens is shame, let me start over. A few things that I've, picked up along the way of, my ACA recovery. One of them is that trauma decontextualized over time, and this is a quote from Resma Menakem, looks like personality. Trauma decontextualized over time in a family looks like family traits. And trauma decontextualized over time of a group of people looks like culture. And so behaviors, personality, traits that result from trauma are basically just the survival skills that we develop in order to survive, but they also are what are used to develop all relationships, the way that we are able to show up in the world. And and then another thing that I've learned recently is that one of the primary parts of being able to heal from trauma is that knowing that the responses that I developed as a reaction to the trauma, are understandable, are not just bad behaviors or the inability to whatever it can be seen as, that that I'm stupid or that I just don't know or whatever, that the types of thoughts, that actually are more shameful to be able to acknowledge. And that's where and how I develop compassion for myself. And my behaviors and the things that I've done and the ways that I've abandoned myself, because I was abandoned, the ways that I've denied that I needed my mother's love and connection and protection. I've denied that because I didn't get it, and then the behaviors that I developed to compensate for not receiving that, or to prove somehow that I didn't need it, that my behaviors are not because I'm lazy or even because I'm depressed or bipolar or whatever other diagnosis that I received or that I've self-diagnosed as reasons why I'm not engaged in living my life. So being able to acknowledge the different types of trauma that happen. In my case, I really believe that most, if not all, of my trauma is just a passing down of my mother's trauma. Because my parents did everything, in quote, right. They didn't have addictions. I was not physically or verbally abused. I was provided for. In fact, my mother says I was given everything I've ever wanted and asked for. And I mean, that's pretty much, I would agree with that. I've been diagnosed recently by a psychiatrist with CPTSD. She felt as though I'd experienced extreme trauma. But I have nothing that I can point to, no memories of anything traumatic. And but my mother did. My mother experienced, my mother and her family, and really her family's community, experienced intense trauma, having their home, property, money taken from them, being displaced, basically imprisoned, and being identified as traitors within their own community, based on racial, based on their race. My mother and father experienced these things. And my father's talked a little bit about it, but my mother has spoken nothing about it ever. She's never spoken anything about anything around racism. And you know, I don't think that my mother is going to. But just in thinking about maybe somebody else, that if she were able to acknowledge that, yes, she was not able to emotionally connect with me that she felt very insecure as a mother. And I don't know exactly what she was feeling or, you know, what was going on with her, but I do know that, that I did not emotionally connect with my mother. I've never felt emotionally connected to her. I've never felt connected to her. And that I have been depressed, I suppose, as long as I can remember. I was diagnosed with being depressed when I was 12. And that I've just felt that, you know, maybe there's just something wrong with me. There's something wrong with my brain chemistry. I don't know. My mother thinks that it's just I have a bad attitude and that I don't understand that life is hard and that I'm irresponsible. And that I'm the only dysfunctional one in the family, that the rest of the family is fine because really she's normalized codependent enmeshment, being emotionally disconnected. These ways of being are normal for her. And so I'm the only dysfunctional one. But what I'm saying is that if, you know, what if she were able to, you know, if there was something someplace that said, when a person experiences these types of events, it causes these types of behaviors, and that these behaviors are an understandable reaction to these traumatic events. And instead of feeling shame about them, that you know, I mean, this is how trauma gets passed on from generation to generation, is not acknowledging it, not being able to stop the behaviors because they are normalized, because they just become accepted ways of they become culture, they become family traits, they become, oh well, they're just emotionally distant people, that's just how they are. But you know, it's as a result of these traumatic experiences. And I know for myself that being able to acknowledge my experiences as being traumatic, my experience of my mother not holding me and looking into my eyes and letting me know that I was welcome and loved. That's my trauma. And the way that I begin to have compassion for myself, the way that I begin to love and accept myself, is by acknowledging that. And one of the ways in which I'm able to acknowledge that is to acknowledge the trauma that my mother went through, that basically caused her to not be able to emotionally connect with me. And so this is why I feel like it's important to be able to actually acknowledge the effects of, you know, what I'm just going to say, call racial trauma. And with that, I am complete.